When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Mark from Rams Up here. And Paul Wally is back on board, of course. What's going on, Paul?
Double barrel ram horns to the Ramley as the draft is right around the corner. Really excited.
Yeah, man. I just can't wait. Now, I had mentioned that we are going to do a roundtable draft tonight with Ian and Tom. That did not work out logistically. We're going to do that tomorrow night. Tonight, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to start out by talking about some additional Puka Power picks Paul wants to share. He's got 10 or 12 guys we'll talk about real briefly. Guys you want to keep your eye on day two and three, probably more day three, right? And then we're going to get into another mock draft number 13, with a different approach. We're going to trade up and we're going to look for offense. And that's in a response to some of the comments on the YouTube channel and elsewhere. We've been maybe a little too focused on defense. That's our preference. But, hey, let's change it up, and we'll go get that left tackle or maybe a wide receiver. We'll see how it works. And we're going to have to give up some draft picks to get up there in the top 10. We're going to go all the way into the top 10. That's the plan anyways. Okay, so let me turn the ticker on here for you. And Paul is going to spend just a couple minutes just a few seconds talking about each one of these additional guys that he has scouted and thinks we should be aware of. And the ticker's so along the bottom. You can talk about them in any order you want, though.
All right. Thanks, Mark. So the current list of players brings our total, grand total, to 40 power picks, Puka power picks. And one honorable mention, which we'll talk about. So I'm just going to round out our list. For those of you that haven't had a chance to look at the episodes, there are two separate episodes, Puka Power Picks 1 and 2. And then this will be the Puka Power Picks finale of round 3. So let's get started. I tried to focus on players, like I said, just for those of you that are not familiar. The criterion is pretty straightforward. Right? Criteria, I should say, is pretty straightforward. So they have to be slated as a prospect. Average draft position is higher than 100. So 100 was our threshold, basically. So you're looking at a day three diamond, basically. Someone that you're going to see in the latter rounds, possibly round 4 or later. And somebody who's going to outplay their draft position, just like Puka did. So let's get started. Let's start off with running back. We talked a couple of running backs before, like Ray Davis. Two running backs in particular really stood out for me. One is Kamani Vidal from Troy. At 5'8", 215, Mark, he is an Iron Kyron clone with just a bit more acceleration. The kid is tough as nails. He is Troy's all-time leading rusher. He can do it all. He can run inside. He can run outside. He can catch passes. He can block. Incredible acceleration in the open field. Incredibly tough runner. Great vision. He will move the pile. I think for the Rams, he would be a great fit. he's sort of an extension of Iron Kyren. So when that running back two is in play, that's who he would be. He'd be the second running back. Little to no drop off in terms of performance, but very similar in everything that Iron Kyren does. A great all-around running back. And like I said, all-time leading rusher at Troy. So the kid is productive and the kid is durable.
Yeah, and that's a good approach, is to find a running back that can come in and it's not a big shock to the system, right? He can just fit right into the offense.
I mean, the similarities in terms of the type of running back, in terms of their skill set, is remarkably similar. So I think it'd be a great fit for the Rams. And he is average draft position is anywhere from late round five, late round six. So perfect fit for the Rams, real bargain. The most interesting running back I came across is Tyrone Tracy. People have been talking about him very recently because he's a very interesting prospect. He started out as a wide receiver at Iowa. He's been in college for 6 years, Mark, but he doesn't have a lot of mileage on him because he started out as a wide receiver. He's only had 1 year as a full-time starter at running back for the Boilermakers. A legit dual threat out of the backfield. He could run those wheel routes, those flares, but he could also line up in the slot. Remember, he's got experience at wide receiver. He's got hands like a wide receiver. He has legit home run potential. He ran a sub 4.5 at the 40 at the combine. Good size. Look at the size, Mark. 5'11", 210. He also returned kickoffs for the Boilermakers. Now with the new rules, gives him even more value. His player interviews, Mark, were phenomenal. Came across as bright, personable. He would be a great fit for the Rams. Think about it. We've been talking that McVay wants that home run potential. This kid could do it on the ground. This kid would be absolutely lethal catching passes out of the backfield. So I think he'd be a great pick for the Rams. His average draft position is somewhere round five, round six. Some people have him as a low round four, but I think round five is a good median number for him. Another running back, Dylan Lauby from New Hampshire, a Long Island kid. So you know he's got to make the list, right, Mark? Versatile running back from West Hampton, Long Island. This kid's calling card is his ability as a receiving threat. He had 68 receptions, 7 TDs in 10 games this year. Kid lives in the gym. He's a workout warrior. He was great at the combine, ran a 4.53 40, 23 reps on the bench. That was tied for fifth among all the running backs. The kid is tough as nails. Mark, he can also return kicks. Let me give you an example of his potential against Central Michigan. Ready for this, Mark? 12 passes, 295 yards, scored 3 touchdowns. One game.
Yeah, he's the one that we mocked to the Rams recently. I don't know which mock draft that was. We've done so many. And you made that point that he would be a good fit for this new kickoff rule.
Absolutely. It'd be great. It'd be great for the kickoff rule. And out of the backfield, like I said, the kid would be absolutely lethal. I think he and Tyrone Tracy would bring just a fantastic dimension to the Rams.
It's probably a good time to point out, and Tom Quartz was the one that actually made this point first, and if you've missed any episodes or you haven't been doing any reading on the subject, there's a growing consensus that the kickoff return game is going to be, think of it more like a running play than you would a typical traditional kickoff return. It's not going to be a sturdy, speedy guy returning kicks from the end zone. It's going to be blockers set up with a designed almost like a running play. And so it's going to be, it's going to cater more towards the running back types than previously. Do you agree with that? Yeah. Is that a good take on it?
Yeah, I think so. I think those players that have the great vision, the acceleration, the ability to run through arm tackles are going to be especially valuable. And of course, long speed in the open field.
Okay, who else you got?
And the wide receiver, we talked about him in the last mock draft, Marcus Rosemy Jackson from Georgia. He's a true late round prospect. He's especially raw, but he's about as tough as a wide receiver can be. He works hard on his blocking and on his hands. He has improved dramatically in the red zone. The coaches have talked about him at Georgia, particularly on the jump balls. He needs to develop his route running and his long speed. Good size, 6'1", 195, and he saved his best for last, Mark. Right? This season, 34 receptions, 534 yards, 4 touchdowns, and he did it in the SEC. He's a great prospect for the Rams to have on their roster. The kid will do whatever it takes to win. And as that fourth wide receiver, he'd be absolutely perfect.
Yeah, that's pretty close to the size profile the Rams have been using. You know,
and the kid loves to block. Yeah. The kid loves to block. He's a physical player. And, you know, he's just scratching just the surface of his potential. And with that great coaching staff, Coach Yarbrough will make a winner out of this kid.
Good stuff.
The next one, two offensive linemen, Hunter Norzad from Penn State, has played center. He's played tackle. He's played guard. He was a transfer from Cornell. He is listed at 6'3", 317, Mark. High football IQ. He's tough. He's mobile. Great technique. Gritty competitor. He has been flying under the radar all year. Like I said, he has experience at multiple positions. He can mix it up in a power gap or a zone scheme. He is the kind of kid who will wind up on an NFL roster for a decade. He is the perfect depth piece for the Rams. He can play multiple positions on the interior, high IQ, just a coach's dream. Loves to get better, loves football, lives in the gym, checks all the boxes. He is a great prospect for the Rams, a perfect Puka power pick. This other player is also from Long Island, Manorville, Long Island, Matt Gonsalves from Pittsburgh. He is a massive tackle, 6'6", 327, 24 career starts at both left tackle and right tackle. He could even play right guard. He is an absolute beast. He is team captain for this year. He is strong. He is tenacious. He missed time this year due to injury, but he is recognized as a legit NFL prospect. Because of the injury, he's being undervalued. He is going to be a late-round steal for the Rams. The only question people have about him is his lateral agility, if he's going to play particularly right tackle. And that's where he's going to really have to improve. But otherwise, he reminds me a lot of the Havenstein monster. He's very Havenstein-esque in his size, physical profile, and his demeanor. So I think he would be a great late-round steal for the Rams.
Yeah, and that's still a concern I have with the Rams' depth along the interior, across the offensive line, interior especially. Because if you think about it, you know, Steve Avila really provides the depth. You know, he can rotate to guard if needed, obviously. Mm-hmm. He's proven he can do that. But who's our backup center? Who do we have that can play center? Mike McAllister, the fireman, right? And so we're going to have to add someone there for sure, I think. I don't think there's anyone else on the roster. I think Brian Allen is still out there, actually, but I think the Rams have moved on from him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why a profile like a Hunter Norzad makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Right. And for those of you in Ram Nation, now you know the purpose of the segment and why these Puka power picks are, in my opinion, so interesting. Let's go to D-line. We had a ton of D-linemen. Remember, Mark, when we were first doing this, because I love defense. And one D-lineman really has flown under the radar all year. He's a late-round prospect by pretty much every draft engine. His name is Juwan Briggs from Cincinnati. I really liked it, and I sort of came across his tape as I was watching, like, other players. And I said, why, who is this kid? And he was the leader for the Cincy defense all year. He weighs in a really nice profile, 6'1.5", 300 pounds. He has played every position on the D-line. And I even found two games where he had a couple of plays, Mark, at 6'1", 300. They stood him up, and they let him rush from the end.
Wow.
The kid is an absolute beast. He threw up 39 reps on the bench at his pro day. 39 reps on the bench. He started 39 games in 3 years for Cincy. So that means he's durable. This year, he's had 2 sacks and 27 tackles on the year. He is a real sleeper, and I think a late-round pick in round 7, he can play a pivotal role for the Rams as depth because he can play anywhere along the line. He fits that profile that they like, short, stout defender. He's got a little bit more mass to him, but he does like to play quick, rip move and try to penetrate. So I think he'd be a great depth piece for the Rams on the D-line.
We'll definitely be drafting at least one defensive lineman. One early, one late is what I think.
And he's got all the intangibles. The next player is Xavier Thomas, the edge from Clemson. We've mocked him a couple of times. When you watch this kid's tape, he is just, you know, full speed ahead. He's a talented player. He plays with speed. He plays with tenacity. He plays faster than his measurables. He didn't have a great run in the 40 at the combine, but everything else just sort of lines up. He's got a great attitude. They love him in the locker room. 6'2", 245. Not the biggest, but he's not a small edge either. I think he'd be a great rotational backer behind Monster Zero. This kid will go out all out for 4 quarters. He'd be great value in the latter rounds. This year played 12 games, started 11, 28 tackles, 4 TFL, 3 sacks, 4 passes broken up, and a forced fumble. So he is productive. Another edge that I like, Brennan Jackson. We've mocked him a ton, but we didn't have a chance to really talk about him as a Puka power pick.
Yeah, we picked him in yesterday's mock, yeah, didn't we, with Scott?
And he was one of the first edge players that we picked in mock draft. And you go back to like between mocks 1 and 4. Played for the Cougars at Washington State. He's a big edge player, 6'4", 260. He runs well. He plays at a high velocity. 19 and a half sacks over the last 3 seasons, so he's productive. He's got a great bull rush, but he can also bend the edge, Mark, for a big man. He's played through injuries. Always wants to be out there, highly productive for Washington State, a real leader in the locker room, just loves football. He's just one of those guys. He's just a football player, shows up for work every single day. He would be a perfect strong side backer for the Rams. He can also rush from both sides. So I think he'd be great behind Hoyt. And I think he'd be very, very productive for the Rams in that system. So he's another great late-round addition that the Rams can take a look at.
Yeah, as much as the Rams like Hoyt, and you know, have to like a lot of things he does, I think the Rams are hoping someone elevates their game and takes his job.
Yeah, and if you think about it, between Jackson, Hoyt, you got Mathis, that's a lot of size.
Yeah,
that's a lot of size, and all three of those guys can run.
Yeah, I don't think Keir Thomas is very small either. He's a good sized.
He's up there as well.
I said it before.
Yeah, I said it before. I'd love to see Hoyt get a couple of reps, you know, at the end, right? Rushing as a D lineman with his hand in the dirt.
I got a special place in my heart for Hoyt, and we've talked about that flashing the LA sign.
That was awesome.
In San Francisco. That was sweet.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. He's like a Greg Gaines type. You want him on your team. He loves being there. He loves being a Ram, you know, and that's just infectious. That's exactly what you want. Let's move to the secondary, and we're going to start with Trey Taylor, the kid from Air Force. Right off the bat, he plays safety. He is the cousin of Ed Reed. So right there, you know he's on my list. High character kid. He won the Jim Thorpe this year. Highly productive safety. This kid makes plays. He actually entered the academy as a recruit from Texas at running back, but he really flourished when they moved him to safety.
Remind us, what is the Jim Thorpe award awarded for?
Best defensive back.
Oh, okay. Is that the same? Did Trey Tomlinson win that, or was that best? He was just All American cornerback, maybe. He received some award for
I wouldn't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'll have to look
that
up.
I think you're right. I think Tomlinson won. He was probably All-American.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no worries. He started 36 of 38 games in the last three seasons. Listen to this, Mark. He racked up 205 tackles, 11 tackles for loss, 6 INTs, 14 passes defended, and 3.5 sacks. Pretty impressive, no? He also went to the East-West Shrine, and he captured the Pat Tillman Award when he was there. That goes to the player who shows character, sportsmanship, and intelligence on the field. I mean, this guy just fits the mold of one of those late-round Ram safeties, no?
Yeah, no, it does. He absolutely does.
He just fits the mold.
If you had 5 checkboxes for having nothing to do with really their talent, just the other things that the Rams look for, sounds like he checks a bunch of them.
All those Puka characteristics that we've been talking about. He also ran a 4.53 at the 40 at the pro day. Did a great job all around. I think this kid could play center field for us. He likes to throw the body around. He's got great ball skills. I think he'd be the perfect center fielder for the Rams. And to get him in the latter round is just beyond value. Another safety that I like a lot is Tyke Smith. You know, he's one of my favorites.
We've talked about him a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think he is just tailor made for the Rams system. He was a transfer from West Virginia. He is a hyper aggressive corner safety hybrid. He played the star. Great production in his senior year. He was second team all SEC. Listen to this, Mark. He led the team with 70 tackles and 8.5 tackles for loss. He led the team, right? As a defensive back.
From the safety position?
Yep, from the star. Started all 14 games, 2 sacks, 4 INTs, 2 passes broken up. Loves to crash the line of scrimmage, but also makes big plays in the air. Mark, he had 4 INTs. He ran a sub 4.5 40, and he weighed in at 5'10", 205. So he is definitely fast enough, and he is definitely big enough to play safety. The kid is a winner. He plays bigger than his size, and he consistently makes big plays. He's perfect for the Rams. He could play either safety or in that nickel dime package as a defensive back. I think he'd be perfect in this system. He might take Russ Yeast's spot. So I think Tyke Smith is just a very, very underrated player. He's one of those players that's just always in the right spot and comes up big in the biggest situations. I just absolutely think he would be perfect for the Rams. Another player is Marcellus Dial from South Carolina. 6 feet, 195, great size, tough, aggressive corner. When he plays man, he loves to jam receivers at the line. And when he plays zone, he likes to crash down on the routes in front of him. He's experienced at the boundary and at the slot, but he's much better at the boundary. He ran well at the combine, Mark, 4.46 40, and a 41-inch vertical. So the kid is talented, but he needs to refine his game. He was a 3-year starter in the SEC, Mark. That's no small feat. One big knock against him is the production. He's only had 3 INTs, and all of them were in one season in 22. So he definitely has to improve in that arena. But for his career, look at this productivity. 114 tackles, 28 pass deflections, 1 sack, a forced fumble, and 3 INTs. He's definitely a player who is going to benefit from NFL coaching. He's got to improve. Once he improves his play recognition and his technique, everything else will fall into place. I think he's got a lot of potential. I think he fits the Rams system very, very well. They have him listed as a 6th or 7th rounder. I mean, that's absolutely incredible value. And I think he would be a great fit.
So who else you got? Is it? You got one more?
Got one more. You know how I love a great story, right, Mark? This kid, I put him down as honorable mention. His name is Quantez Stiggers. I'll tell you about the story first. He's from the CFL, Canadian Football League. He's just one of those kids you have to root for. because of his resilience. He grew up as one of 13 kids in his family in Atlanta, Georgia. He was a three sports star. He was playing ball at Lane College in Tennessee on scholarship when his father was killed in a car accident. This poor kid wound up struggling with his grief and depression, and he wound up dropping out of school. But through the love and support of his mom and his family, he found his way back to football. He played in the fan-controlled Arena Football League. And while he was playing there, he was spotted by a coach from the Toronto Argonauts of the CFL. Mark, he went on to play in 16 games. He had 53 tackles, three special teams tackles, five INTs. He was chosen as the CFL's most outstanding rookie. He was also a CFL All-Star. He was invited to the 24 East-West Shrine Bowl. He played lights out. He's only 22 years old. He has great size, 6 feet, 197. And he's got a full season of CFL experience playing defensive back, Mark. He's as close as you're going to get to plug and play as a prospect. He would be a great addition to the Rams secondary. And, you know, just this is the type of kid you have to root for. Just a real feel-good story all around.
I may be missing part of the story here. So how does it work? Did he play college ball and forego the draft and just roll into the fan-controlled, the league you referred to? How's that work to you?
That's apparently what happened. So he dropped out of Lane. Okay. So he never apparently what they said was that he never finished that first year of eligibility.
Okay.
He was away from the game, played at the Arena League, played in the CFL, but they said he would be eligible to come into the draft. Okay. And that's why they invite him to the
East West. Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. 22 years old, a full season of playing a CFL defensive back. I mean, Mark, right. It's like he's played a full preseason, right?
Yeah.
Before you even get him.
It'd be really nice to see him get drafted. Hey, one question before we move on to our mock draft, and I may have missed how this works, but Trey Taylor, the Air Force guy? How's that work? I know there have been times where Air Force prospects are committed for a couple years. Do you know what the case is with him?
So I, from my understanding, I really don't know. I tried to research it, but I do know they take it on a case-by-case basis. There are players who have been able to play, and we've had players. Remember Roger Staubach, the big way back when he was at Navy? So, I think they have him listed as an NFL prospect.
Yeah, I just checked NFL.com's profile on him, and they made no mention of may have to,
serve whatever couple of years.
Yes, military commitment. Yeah.
So,
okay.
He'd be a great prospect for the Rams.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, and I think that's another position the Rams, I think if you identify the positions the Rams must draft, they must draft its interior offensive line and safety. Those are the two that would jump out at me. And we need edge. We need wide receiver. Do we really? I mean, those would be really nice to have. Improve those groups for sure. But safety and interior offensive line, I think we really need to go there. I still see mock drafts with the Rams picking cornerback early. And Terrion Arnold I saw today. And, man, he's going to be a great player. But I just don't know if that's the correct route. Who knows what Les Snead's going to do. But
Snead has a tendency to go in an opposite direction.
Right. Yeah. And hey, we've seen them do it before. Take the best player, may not be a position in need. Todd Gurley, Aaron Donald. I already can't pronounce his name anymore. Who was that guy? Aaron AD. We'll be surprised to have a feeling. I just have a feeling it's going to be it's going to be a show Thursday night for Ram fans.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
So there you go, Ram Nation. You got your 40 Puka Power picks in total. We reviewed, 12 today, plus an honorable mention for that kid from the CFL. I hope everybody's going to root for that kid. Hope we see him in horns. And take a look at the Puka 1, Puka 2 segments, and there you got your list of 40 players to watch out for.
Okay. Good stuff, Paul. Thanks for sharing that. Now, we're going to move on to this draft, and as I promised at the beginning of this episode, I'm going to add this draft to the stage here. We are going to trade up, and we're going to trade up right away before we even start this. We're going to trade up, and what Paul and I decided to do is Sean McVay, Les Snead's going to be on the phone with Raheem Morris or Raheem Morris's boss, whoever that is, and we're going to work a deal with the Atlanta Falcons, and I'll just work through this trade, and you can all follow along. I have it written down here. It worked an hour ago. No reason why it won't work now. The Rams are going to give up, let's switch this to the Falcons. The Rams are going to give up number 19 and number 83 and number 154. We did a similar trade. It might have been me by myself. At some point, I did a similar trade as this. And I'm also going to give up next year's second round pick. And we are going to get back from Atlanta the number 8 pick and the 4th round pick. So I'm not sure if they're going to be thrilled about giving up their only 4th round pick, but they do get that 83rd pick, and it solves a problem for the Rams. Sam's solves two problems for the Rams. They get a top 10 pick, and we pick up a 4th round pick. Okay, on board with that, Paul? Does that make sense?
Sure. Let's do it.
And let's do it. We make the trade, and when I start this draft here, what we are hoping is a tackle or a wide receiver we love is there. And I don't know which direction we're going to go. I don't know which direction Paul wants to go. But there have been folks on the YouTube channel, and I've heard buzz elsewhere, the Rams are going to go offense. The Rams need to find the left tackle of the future. The Rams are going to go a wide receiver. McVay can't help himself. So let's see what happens.
And that's right, Ram Nation. We wanted to go all out. I'm going to put on my OC headset today. I'm going to leave my DC headset all the way up. Marcus told me, do not even reach for it. We're going to try to get as much offensive firepower we can, particularly at wide receiver. We're going to try to get a home run hitter at running back to supplement Iron Kyron. And just to see how it plays itself out.
And, you know, we're not making an argument for this. We're not advocating for this approach. But, hey, let's give it a try, see what happens. So I will start this. We have the 8th pick. And let it go here. And we'll watch. There goes Daniels, May, McCarthy, Neighbors, Harrison, Mitchell.
Let's see.
I'm going to reject these trades because we're in business here with the 8th overall pick.
So,
and, you know, Caleb Williams is still there.
We know that's not. Okay, we're going to ignore him. But Ram Nation, what we really wanted to see was, would Rome be there? All roads lead to Rome. So this is what we wanted to see. This was our best case scenario. There you go. For those of you that want to do left tackle, there's Alt, there's Rome. So let's have a little bit of fun. Mark, you're my buddy. You want to ride with me on this one? Which way you want to go? You want to go Rome or you want to go Alt? I say let's have a little bit of fun. Let's go Rome.
That's fine. Now, what we have to do is, you know, if Caleb Williams had been selected,
you want to rerun it?
I guess this works okay for this example. We could probably run this 10 times. Well, you did run this a bunch of times, yeah. And Rome was there more than half the time.
Half the time he was there.
Yeah. So let's just say Rome was there, and we'll draft him. And I think that's fairly realistic.
Yep.
And okay, let her rip.
Puka's going to be happy.
Yeah. And so our next pick will be the 52nd pick. We were able to keep the 52nd pick, so that's a good deal. And we lose the 83rd pick, though. Now, you don't have to go offense with this next pick. Entirely up to you. We can, you know, you can, we'll reject trades. We don't want to get too crazy here.
Yeah. And this is what I was saying earlier. Remember when we were talking about in the other draft? See how Keon Coleman keeps popping up?
Yeah.
See how he keeps popping up in round two? That's something that the Rams have to be cognizant of, because if he's going to keep popping up in round two, that's exceptional value. If you scroll down, do you still see Leggett? Xavier Leggett? Keep scrolling, keep scrolling.
Let me filter by wide receiver. Might be easier.
All right, so Leggett was picked, but usually you can get Coleman and Leggett are available. And look at that, even though you got Polk down there too. So he's got some round two wide receivers there as well. All right, but listen, now you got Rome. I think if you just talk about why we wanted to go that route, is that everybody's been talking about it. We've read everything about it. It's an exciting prospect. But think about it, the Rams going four wide with that offensive line with Kyren Williams at running back, with his pass blocking, being able to go four wide is something that the Rams, and I've said it before, the Rams have, Sean McVay has not had the luxury of being able to go to that. And to be able to do that with Rome on the outside, man, just brings a whole new dimension to this offense. So, and in the red zone, being able to throw it up there and have that jump ball capacity is a real weapon for the Rams. So this would be exciting to have a wide receiver room with those four receivers, just beyond words.
Yeah, and as you can see, if you're listening on the pod, I filter for defensive line, and we got a pretty good, pretty deep defensive line draft
Yeah.
still available. Michael Hall Jr., Rook
Rook.
Ohoro, Tavondre Sweat, Mason Smith, Mekhi Wingo, another guy we really like. So
Dwayne Carter.
still a
Yeah.
lot of different ways to go. What are you thinking here, though?
And I will say this about, because you had asked me about Devondre Sweat, and I didn't have a chance to really give you a complete answer that night. But I will tell you this, Devondre Sweat, he played because of Iron Byron. They put Sweat at end, 3-4 end, I should say. Let me clarify,
Because of
3-4 end.
Byron Murphy,
I'm
the
sorry, Byron
tech,
Murphy, yeah.
right?
So they put him out there at 3-4 end, Sweat. So if this kid, if somebody wants to use this kid, get him into shape, let him drop a little bit in terms of the weight, this kid will be a dominant player. No question about it. He doesn't have to play at 360, 370. I mean, he could lose a little bit. I mean, he's shown really good technique. He plays a little high, but all that coaching, Devondre Sweat could be a much better pro than a lot of people are giving him credit for. Hit edge for a second, Mark. What do you got at edge?
Nealand,
Oh,
Braylon
wow.
Trice, Jonah Ellis,
Yeah.
Austin Booker. Now, Brandon Dorlus is a guy that shows up as edge on some
Yeah. So does
databases.
Nealon. So does Nealon.
And
Nealon shows up at edge. You see that?
defensive tackle on others, defensive
Yeah.
end perhaps.
Yeah, I really like this kid, Nealon. I just think he's a great prospect. I think you would be able to put him on the strong side or the weak side. Maybe the conductor could take over AD spot and put Nealon on the other side because he plays the run well. He's a really unheralded player because he comes out of Western Michigan. Between him and Rook right now, I think I'm gonna go with Marshawn Nealon.
Okay, that's the pick, and so we have. I'm happy you went defense, because I understand the desire to go offense, but and maybe we will be putting 40 points up on the board,
Yeah.
but I still have some concerns about the defense.
And Ram
So,
Nation, for those of you that are not familiar with Marshawn Nealon, take a look at his film and then you'll know what everybody's talking about. That kid can play football. He is dominant on the line.
We are on the 99th overall pick, the end of
Oh,
the
okay. All
third round. And Spencer Rattler just went, by the way. And
right,
we
hit running
have.
for a second. We're gonna throw a curveball out there for Ram Nation. We want another home run hitter, and there he is. Let's take Marshawn Lloyd.
Same guy we took yesterday's draft. That's fine. So
Now think
we're.
what this offense, now what we're bringing into the room. Marshawn Lloyd and Rome Odunze, what do you think? If we were gonna throw up 30 some points, just add 10 more right there.
Yeah, right. Okay. So we are on that fourth round pick we got from the Falcons. Thank you, Raheem.
All right, let's take a look at edge. What do we got at edge? We got to get some edge rushers.
Now, are you drafting Neyland as a, not as an edge?
As a D-lineman. As a D-lineman,
okay. As a, probably limited to a 3 and 5 technique, you think, or?
Yeah, he's a solid 3-4 end, no question about it, but he has the luxury because of his quickness. He can still get after the passer. He doesn't have to come off the field. He's a legitimate 3-down player, no question about it. He or Rook would both, you know, you could have gone in any direction and still it would have been win-win for the Rams. So for here, for edge, because edge is going to get light really quickly here. Let me see D-tackle for 1 second, please. Okay, Mekhi Wingo. Oh, we still got some depth there. All right, let's go edge. Let's go Murphy. There you go.
Gabriel Murphy.
Gabriel Murphy, Puka power pick.
By the way, you see what you did for me, Paul, over the last year or so? I would not have been talking 3 technique, 5 technique a year ago, but now I do. Thank you.
There you go. You're a star, man. You're an absolute star.
So well, let's see. Let's look at our selections here. We have Rome Odunze. And that's he's an impact kick butt draft pick, I have to say. And we still came back and got a edge. Neyland says edge. We're calling him a defensive lineman. And we have another edge, Gabriel Murphy, and the running back out of
USC. This kid is an absolute home run hitter.
This is not a celebration of the SEC here, though, Paul.
Absolutely not. It's a definite departure. It's a definite departure.
Yeah,
you would be happy, though. I see UCLA, USC, and Washington on the board.
Right, and Western Michigan.
But I have advocated the Rams have to do a better job of keeping USC and UCLA players in-house. So
now this is where we used to have the back-to-back picks, 154, 155. We do not. We just have 155. And what are you thinking here? We've gone offense, skill positions both, and defense along the front there, edge and defensive line.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Can you scroll down a tad? I have a feeling one of the – there you go. Bingo. There's Tyke. Take a look at D-line for a second. How many more players are remaining? There's McKinley Jackson. All right. Okay, and you got Tyler Davis. That kid, Marcus Harris, he's another sleeper. He easily could have been on my list. I like that kid.
He'll be there for a little longer, though, I think.
Yeah, for sure. So Mount McKinley. Let's take a look. Mount McKinley or Tyke. Interesting.
So for the listeners, we're looking at the top safeties, Tyke Smith, Malik Mustafa, and the top defensive linemen, McKinley Jackson and Tyler Davis.
Yeah, I think McKinley Jackson would do work. We would have Neyland, Jackson, the conductor, Bobby Brown. I think that would be pretty rock solid up front. I'm gonna go Mount McKinley.
Okay, that's the pick. And now we don't have another pick until 196.
Look at that, Mark. That's some heavy duty muscle we got up there.
Yeah. I don't know much about Gabriel Murphy. Is he the one that has a brother?
Yes.
And
they both played together. I think it was at where did they play? I think it was like West Texas or something. They came and they transferred together. They both play edge. Gabriel Murphy was one of our original Puka power picks. He actually ran up the draft boards. He was up to round 3. But now he's sort of leveled out. He's a great edge defender, great pass rush, smart, heady player, good technique, and plays with great leverage.
Okay, so we're on the 196th pick.
There you go.
And
let's see who we got. Yeah, I'm loving the draft as it's playing out.
Look at the number 2 player there.
Oh, Sione Vaki.
For the listeners, the top guys on the board, offensive tackle Javon Foster, safety Sione Vaki, who we started talking about him. I think it feels like it was 2 months ago, and we just love that guy. Cornerback Josh Newton and wide receiver Aeneas Smith, another guy we've talked about, we like a lot.
Great wide receiver. Yep.
And then there's Dylan Lobby. Yeah, Dylan Lobby is there. Cedric Johnson, edge rusher out of Mississippi. And for a refresher, we have wide receiver, defensive line, running back, edge, defensive line. So hopefully we're done defensive line. What are you thinking? Safety, interior offensive line. Yeah,
I would love to hit the secondary, the O-line in the next two picks. One thing I will say about Sione Vaki is that now with the new rules on kickoffs, not that, you know, I would take a chance with him, but people, just a gentle reminder, Sione Vaki would probably be a running back two on any team in the NFL right now. That's how good he is offensively. And just watch the game against USC. He single-handedly dismantled USC. He's an incredible, incredible pass receiver out of the backfield, and very talented running back as well, apart from being a
safety. But he's probably not a free safety type, though, or is he?
No, I would say, you would probably, he could play. He's like a safety hybrid, strong safety type, no question about it.
But, so he may not be what the Rams are really looking for.
Yeah. But he's definitely someone in a nickel package would be super valuable. As a starter would be super valuable, can contribute on special teams. But like I said, I could see a team just turning him around and saying, listen, we want you to play offense full time. And he will be a star. No question about it. So let's take a look. Hit the safety room. Let's see what we got.
Vaki, Dominique Hampton, Jalen Carlies.
We'll save him for later.
Trey Taylor.
Hit IOL.
Hunter Norzad, another guy we just talked about. Layden Robinson.
Absolutely. Offensive tackle.
We have Javon Foster.
Walter Rouse from Oklahoma. Yeah, he's a good prospect, too. Garrett Greenfield's a good prospect from South Dakota. So a lot of really good players here. I'm going to go with the IOL. Because that's where we just talked about it. We need somebody who could back up at center. We need somebody who could back up a guard. He fills three positions. I would say Hunter Norzad would be the way to go here. There you go. Balance out the roster. There you go. And how many picks do we have left?
We have four picks left.
Yep, we got plenty.
And we are on the Rams, the number 209th pick overall.
Okay.
But looking at safeties for you, Trey Taylor is still there as the third safety.
What do you got for corner?
Dwight McLaughlin. These top three guys, Dwight McLaughlin, MJ Devonshire, and Chow Smith
Wade.
We have discussed all of them at one time or another.
We have mocked them as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have picked them. All three of them have great potential. Mark, look how high Devonshire is now.
I know.
Did the Book of Power pick, he was 232. Look at him.
Yeah. I saw him somewhere on one of the boards I looked at, and it was an old one. He looked like he was undraftable at that point.
Kamal had, and a lot of people like this corner from Tennessee. A lot of people like him as well. A lot of people like Johnny Dixon. I like Johnny Dixon as well. He's got some good tape. So
you gonna go corner here?
I think I'm gonna go with Devonshire.
Okay.
I want a corner with some length, with some big playability, right?
And he's feisty too.
And he reminds me a lot of, if you took Darius Williams, right, and that same home run hitting potential. That's what Devonshire has. The number of pit sixes that he has taken to the house, that's what Devonshire has.
He's got some attitude, right, too?
Absolutely.
That's what it seemed like when I watched
him. He's a little light, but let's hit safety. Let's get that safety taken care of. Let's go with Trey Taylor.
Trey Taylor out of Air Force.
Yep. We're going to assume he's going to get that waiver so he can play in the NFL. Bingo. There you go.
I'm gonna look at the so far we just got two back to back guys in the secondary. So we started out heavy on offense, but it's leaned back to the defense a little bit, which is sensible. And we are on the 217th pick, meaning that we have two picks left.
How many edges have we taken? Only one?
Well, they're listing Nealand as an edge.
Yeah, Nealand's definitely a D lineman.
So we've really only taken one true edge, Murphy. Good.
All right. Hit all. Let's see what the value list looks like.
So the top guys are
Maris Leofau. And listen, this is an offensive draft. Let's do Jordan Travis. Let's get my boy
Travis,
on the roster.
The quarterback. This is another guy that if you're looking for a backup quarterback that can do some things with his legs, right? Extend the plays. Yeah. Things are looking a little bit better for Stetson Bennett, but okay, we'll draft Jordan Travis. Haven't drafted a quarterback in a while, I don't think.
Hey, listen, we said we wanted to go offense. Let's do it.
You know, I stumbled across an article just today that, if I get this right, Les Snead was an graduate assistant coach for, was it Georgia? And he was involved in coaching Bo Nix's father.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, just a side note there. Probably meaningless, but interesting nonetheless. Are we on
Mark,
our last
Mark has pick? Some inside information for you, Randy.
Yeah, I found that it came up in my feed. I give credit to someone else. I forget who it was. Just a little draft trivia for you. And you know what? I'd love to have Bo Nix. I just don't know, you know how much where's the appropriate place to draft him? Probably early second, right? So may not work.
Has there been a more polarizing quarterback in this year's draft than Bo Nix?
Yeah, his accuracy and his completion percentage and his touchdown interception ratio are pretty impressive. But
yeah, he said all some people say, oh, he's a system quarterback. He's a system quarterback, but most successful quarterbacks are system quarterbacks.
I know. I think it was it Joe Montana or what? I think it was Joe Montana that said, hey, give me a system. You're running a system. Find me a system quarterback and the sky's the limit.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind being a system quarterback in Bill Walsh's system.
Yeah. Right. Right. Joe Montana was pretty humble about his career. Basically saying, hey, I had guys like Jerry Rice. I just got them the ball. Roger Craig, I just handed him the ball. It wasn't really too much about me. We have the last, and that's the last time I'm going to say anything nice about the 49ers. And we got the last pick, number 254 overall. Let's review these selections real quick. Wide receiver. Let's count the offense. Wide receiver, running back, interior offensive line, and quarterback. So four on offense. And then we have Nealand, who's really a defensive lineman. Murphy, a true edge. McKinley Jackson, defensive line. And then two guys in the secondary.
I like this draft. I like the way it turned out. You know, we went Big Bang Theory early. And, I mean, we still walked away with a couple of really nice picks on the defense.
Yeah, maybe trading up is a good recipe.
Yeah.
So what are you doing with your last pick here?
Last pick, we got to get some O-line depth. So let's take a look at O-tackle. What do we got?
Oh, yeah, Greenfield's okay. Still there.
There's Greenfield. I like that kid. He's had a lot of playing time. There's also a player. Scroll down for a minute. He should be there. Keep going. Oh wow! Really? Okay. There's a player, the kid from Kentucky, Flax, that big kid who plays right tackle. I really like that kid.
Yeah,
he is a monster.
For those listening, we're looking at the best available offensive tackles. We got Frank Crum out of Wyoming, Garrett Greenfield out of South Dakota State, and Julian Pearl out of Illinois.
Julian Pearl, yeah,
and we talked about this a while back. I think South Dakota State has, I'm going to guess, seven players that could get drafted. Could even be more.
The Jackrabbits have a nice program. Yeah. Shout out to the Jackrabbits.
And that's Christian Roseboom's alma mater, by the way.
That's right. All right, Mark, let's take a look at I wanted to close out with tackle. I was hoping we had a little bit more to choose from. Let me hit linebacker for a second. Even though Mark told me, stay away from defense. All right, here we go. All right, hit IOL one more time and hit tight end.
I should share for the pod, the linebackers, Nathaniel Watson, Darius Masao, Jackson Sermon, and I'm sorry, we're go where now?
Yeah, hit IOL. Just want to see some
interior offensive line.
Yeah, this kid, Ladarius Henderson, plays right tackle, but a lot of people project him as guard. Trevor Keegan can play anywhere. Okay, hit tight end. Let's see how much value there is at tight end. We want to go offense. Let's get some depth for our tight end.
Jack Westover, Isaac Rex, Zach Hines.
Everybody's gone. Everybody's gone. All the tight ends are gone.
Let's go back to all and see who is Trevor Keegan, the best available player interior offensive line.
Interesting. I'm gonna go back to O tackle. Let's go Greenfield. He's got a lot of experience. He's got great feet. I think he's gonna be a solid player.
So there is our draft for you, and we got Rome Odunze, and I know my special assistant who knows everything is gonna be jumping through the roof if we get Rome Odunze. And I think he's one of the, you know, you go into these drafts and you have all these needs and you want your team to address all these needs. And then they jump up and get an impact player, a future Pro Bowler potentially like Rome Odunze. And you're like, hey, I don't care what else we get. We got Rome Odunze in the house. It's a win. And then you got
the Ram ability to go four wide. If they can establish that this year, and I think that's why McVay, I think those rumors about the Rams getting a wide receiver are legitimate. I don't know if they're really going to trade up for Rome. They might, like I said to you earlier, Ram Nation, that's a very real possibility. They sit pat or even move back a little bit. BTJ could just fall right into their lap. They won't have to do much. They could trade back and get an extra pick and still walk away with BTJ. Or they can wait till the second round and pick up somebody like Coleman or the X-Man, Leggett, and still come away with a legit
receiver. And if we took the different approach, and me and you had discussed this, if they had gone Joe Alt instead of wide receiver, okay, so substitute Joe Alt. How would you feel about that? Get a future left tackle, a stud left tackle, and then you come back and instead of drafting Gabriel Murphy, you know, you go wide receiver there in the fourth round.
Or instead of going Nealand, I go wide receiver. Like, let's say, so then you would have something like, how about
Troy,
this?
Troy
how
Franklin.
About this brand nation? You got Joe Alt. Then you have Keon Coleman or Xavier Leggett, right? And then pick it up from there.
Yeah.
The only change probably would be, right, you definitely, I would probably still go Gabriel Murphy because you still need the edge. But maybe Marshawn Lloyd would be maybe a D tackle, right?
Right.
Maybe somebody like Rook or whatever. Rook will probably be in the second round.
We debated wide receiver, offensive tackle. It would be more fun to go wide receiver. It's always more fun, right?
Hey, listen, I just went over a couple Puka power pick home run hitters, man. I have no problem taking Tyrone Tracy, man. That kid, you get him the ball, he's going to take it to the house.
Yeah.
But okay. I think Marshawn Lloyd is just such a great running back. I think he's still early in his development. I don't think he's the kind of player that would mind being behind Iron Kiron and to behind that big offensive line. If the Rams had two running backs of this caliber, man, they would just run roughshod over everyone.
Yeah, with this line too.
And Marshawn will take it to the house.
So for you listeners, you can't see the screen here. I'll just recap all these picks. Wide receiver, Rome Odunze, Marshawn Nealand, listed as edge. We're calling him defensive line. Running back, Marshawn Lloyd out of USC. Edge rusher out of UCLA, Gabriel Murphy. And then we went to the trenches, McKinley Jackson, defensive lineman out of Texas A&M. And then interior offensive lineman, Hunter Norzad out of Penn State. And then that feisty cornerback, MJ Devonshire out of Pittsburgh. Trey Taylor, Ed Reed's cousin, the safety out of Air Force. And then the dynamic quarterback, Jordan Travis out of Florida State. And last pick, really good value here at the end here, Garrett Greenfield, offensive tackle out of South Dakota State. Not bad, not bad at all. And yeah, that's mock draft number 13. Hopefully we quench the thirst of some of those listeners out there that have been asking for us to do something like this. We've done, I think what I've done in the past is I ran a draft like this offline and then shared the results. And I'm not sure if it.
That's a lot of firepower, Mark. That's a lot of firepower, both sides of the ball. That's not a bad draft. And it's really well balanced in the sense of talking about filling some real roster spots, saving a little bit of money. But yeah, you know, a wide receiver and a running back of that caliber, you hand them over to this offense. Holy cow. There's a lot that can be said.
And it just, you know, to me, it's all about that number 8 pick. And remember, we did give up a second round pick. Was it a second round pick next year? We'll feel that pain in a year. Let's just know we'll pay that credit card when the bill comes due. The one thing about next year's draft, going on a tangent here, is it'd be the one year I don't think we're going to have comp peaks to speak of. May not have any. I don't know if there have been any estimations on that yet, but we've been signing guys and not a lot of draft capital going out the door. So we may end up on the losing end for the first time in forever as far as comp picks go.
But, you know, the win now scenario, I mean, I've said it before. I mean, the Rams are in really good shape. Like I said, if they are able to sort of keep everything in line, listen, there's no way to predict injuries. That's the one thing you cannot predict, right? But if you're able to amass as much talent as humanly possible for week one, right? And that's what you really want to do, bring in as much talent as humanly possible and then incorporate all that talent as the weeks progress. Get everybody ready for week one. We talked about it with the wide receiver room. This is, you know, Ram Nation, just a reminder, you know, those three wide receivers only played together for a handful of games last year, right? And really getting their roles carved and, you know, carved out and what their special responsibilities are. I think that's going to be crucial. That's going to make this offense hum. And then, like I said, Kyren Williams and getting another running, it's a priority. They have to get another running back to pair with Kyren Williams. But the running back that they pair with Kyren Williams has to be the type of running back that, like we've been saying, it has to be a home run hitter type. They can go either two ways, and we know that they're not going to go the latter way. They're not going to go the sledgehammer type because they haven't. We've been saying it for multiple seasons, right? You've been saying it. I've been saying they haven't. Sean McVay is the type of coach. He loves to run the ball, but in his mind, he's like, every X number of touches, I want to see a running back break it and take it the distance.
That's so it's not going to be – Marshawn wouldn't be going into beast mode, but maybe into feast mode. Can we
– Absolutely. Yeah. Remember what I said to you last time? One of my favorite coaching lines is that sometimes you got to think about the sticks, which is first downs, but sometimes you got to think about six, which is taking it to the house.
Yeah. I remember, I don't know if it's true, but maybe it's an urban legend, but the story I heard, Mike Martz, someone came to him and said, you know, I love your third and long plays. You guys are so good at that. And he kind of like thought about it and said, you know what? I'm going to just design plays like it's third and long. We're picking up 15 yards. Every play's designed to pick up 15 yards. Screw this, you know, 4 yards to set up second and six, you know. And I don't know if that's true. I read that, heard that somewhere, but if you look back at that offense in 1999, it kind of makes sense.
I could see Mike Martz saying that. I honestly could.
It's but, third and know, 15 every play.
Marshawn Lloyd's a great he's a great example because he loves to bounce it to the outside. That's where most of the criticism came from. But, you know, with Kyren Williams hammering teams up the middle, and then you bring that kid in and he bounces it to the outside, no one's catching him.
Yeah.
And he's a big back. He's not a small player. He's somewhere within that 215, 220 range.
Yeah. What makes Kyren special is that little jump step, that little I don't know what you call it, that little hop step he has where he just dances 3 feet to the left. That little
stutter move. Yeah.
And it's
just waits for that hole to open up. Yeah. He's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's a great all around back too. He can catch, he can block, he does it all.
So what we're going to do is, so everyone knows, the plan is tomorrow night, Tuesday night, we are going to run our final mock draft. The entire roundtable group will be on board. We'll publish it early Wednesday morning. And it's, I don't know what we're going to do. Well, I know what the approach is going to be. I have no idea how it's going to turn out. We're not going to trade. We're going to run those 11 picks. And it's going to be fun. I can't really forecast what it's going to look like for you because I have no idea. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be fun. So look for that. And, early morning drop is the plan. Okay, Paul, thanks a lot. It's good times. And I'll talk to you tomorrow night. We'll get this next round table, the real round table draft going with Ian and Tom. And hey, maybe you got 24 hours to do some additional homework. How about that?
All right. I'll do some extra scouting in the next 24 hours. Yeah. And for you Ram Nation, enjoy the Puka Power Picks.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, thanks a lot. Out here from Rams Up. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.